Happy Monday, happy April, and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dodd, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Later this week, D&H Canada will host its annual Montreal Technology Conference. We thought this would be a good time to reconnect with the distributor on what's going on in La Belle Provence and beyond. We're joined by Roy Rivers, Vice President of Sales for D&H Canada. Roy starts things off with a little bit of an update on what he's seeing in the market, and from there we get right into this week's Montreal event. D&H Canada has made Quebec a strategic bet over the last year or so, and Roy will discuss the opportunity he sees in that market, as well as what the distributor is doing to address it. We'll also preview this Thursday's technology conference in Montreal to find out what to expect. It's a great interview, so let's get right into it. My chat with Roy Rivers. Roy, thanks for taking the time once again.
Rob, always appreciate the opportunity to speak, and thank you very much.
I guess to throw it open, it's been a while since we chatted. What's new and exciting? What's going down in the market and at D&H Canada?
Yeah, well, I think last time we spoke, we were the market was doing pretty well. Like as we finished off last year, the market was showing kind of in the calendar year about a 6% growth, and D&H. Mm-hmm. As you might remember, it showed an 18% revenue increase in the calendar year, year over year. And we saw strength in the server space, in backup solutions, data storage, networking, and components. And, this is typical of our industry. Things change. And as we've started off this year, we've certainly seen a softening of the market. It kind of started in December, to be honest.
Yeah.
And we've seen it soft. Up and down weekly, but for the most part soft. And then we've just got some market data that shows the market is slightly down, 1% down, so February year over year, so effectively flat, and I think representative of the last 3 months. What was, when you peel it back, which is very interesting, is the hardware side is down a little bit more. So notebooks down 15%, desktops down 19%, and warranties down 4%. Now that's a little daunting, but the positive thing from a D&H perspective, our notebook year over year in February was up 25%, desktops up 19%, warranties up 72%. So I think as I look at this and we've analyzed it, it almost isn't surprising because what we've seen is a bit of a decline in the enterprise space, but in the SMB space, there's continued to be strength in spending. Certainly when you read a lot of the publications lately, you see enterprise there's been a hesitation by larger companies. And where D&H has definitely invested over the last 11 years here in Canada has been in the SMB space. So we've continued to see the benefit of that, and we're kind of the opposite of what the overall market is because we've focused on the SMB space and with our SMB VARs. So all good. We're continuing to see vendor lines added, Intel. Mm-hmm. I think we spoke about before. Meraki Go through Cisco. We are being announced as the exclusive Meraki Go distributor, really focusing on the SMB customers in Canada. And we're about to have Polycom through Plantronics added as well for D&H Canada. So more and more lines focused on the SMB space, and our vendors are showing a lot of confidence and trust in us. So interesting times as we see fluctuations, but we're kind of weathering the storm here at D&H.
All right, good to hear. Good to hear. Glad things are going well. And, since the channel plays such a major role in SMB, it's good to hear that if there are bright spots, it's in that space.
Absolutely. And one of the things I guess we wanted to talk about today is D&H's commitment in the Quebec region. We started that about 7-8 months ago. We said we were going to make investments, and we made good on that commitment. And as we are into 2019, we're doing a number of things. First and foremost, we're having our annual show in Montreal, April the 4th, so later this week, and we're really looking forward to that. We're adding new trainings. I'll talk about some things we're doing outside of Montreal in that show as well. But we're really focused on really enhancing our customer engagement opportunities. So we have a big participation. We're expecting more than 150 customers, over 30 manufacturer partners are confirmed. We're doing seminars with HP, Plantronics, Netgear, and we're also focusing on security, Pro AV, and audio solutions. So widening our net, if you will, in terms of what we're focused on. And you know, we're really focused on how do we get our customers and those VARs out to have opportunities to engage with the vendors in a great setting, and also get some education. And you know, that's something that we've seen great feedback on, and we're really continuing what we've done and continuing to expand what we've done. So it's something we're looking forward to. We've got, I should say, we've got, you know, some of our major manufacturers as well, like Cisco and HPI and HPE and Lenovo, LG, Acer, Asus, Canon. I mean, there's lots of opportunities for our customers to engage. So we're excited about it, Rob.
All right, no doubt. And this is becoming, I'm trying to remember how long it is you guys have been doing the Montreal show. Is this 5 years, somewhere around there?
Yeah, fifth year, and you know, it's getting bigger and better every year. And the feedback's solid. The other thing I should tell you is we also said we were going to be hiring in the Quebec region, and we've added a new channel manager, Orville Brooms. He's out of Montreal, and he is covering the Quebec region, and big part of engagement in the province of Quebec is local representation, showing up, relationships. And what we've also done is we've beefed up our inside team. We've added a person as well. So we're investing in Quebec. We see a big opportunity, as maybe some others have pulled out and pulled back a little bit. There definitely is a desire to engage locally, and we've embraced that. And Orville brings a lot to the table with a lot of experience, and he's a real savvy guy, and he's made a difference. He's been on board for about 7 months now. He's really made a difference.
All right. Particular areas, either technology-wise or customer segment-wise, that you see as particular opportunities in Quebec, or was it just sort of a matter of, as you say, you saw an opportunity where perhaps there was some pullback or some underinvestment by some of your peers?
It's a bit of both. Our key manufacturers certainly had not been represented as well as they'd like, and so we're capitalizing on that. But you know, as we move into security, and as we move into digital media and audio solutions, it's opening up another opportunity too, and having feet on the ground and somebody showing up is certainly enabling some growth opportunities there as well. I'll tell you the other thing we're doing, and really focused on partner enablement, is we also, I might have mentioned last time we spoke about a partner presence unit.
Yeah.
So we're using a video conferencing unit, and that's been really successful. So we're having the ability to take, you know, Cisco, Aruba, HP into our partners through video conferencing, and having our product experts out of Harrisburg through the video, plus our local representation, bringing this into the office to make it much more personal. WebExes are sometimes tough, you know, but this really enables full commitment and engagement from the reps, from the managers, from the technical people that we're in front of, and it's been successful. And you know, Rob, for the other thing I'll mention too is on enablement, we're also going to be taking out, we're going to also be doing smaller city roadshows, and we've done Markham. We did it last month. It was very positive. It's great feedback. We're doing London, Ontario on May the 8th. We're going to go to Calgary in August. Quebec in October, Quebec City rather, and so we're taking more on the road. And again, it's taking the Montreal show, and we're kind of doing a smaller scale, but it's still capturing that intimate opportunity to engage, right? So pretty excited about all those things we're doing.
And that's the same kind of multi-vendor approach, but just as you say, on a little bit of a different scale, because there's probably fewer solution providers in some of those markets, or yeah.
There is, absolutely. And it's, you know, I'll give you an example in Markham. What was cool about it is we kind of did almost a speed dating approach, right, where mm-hmm. we rotated people around. It was a small enough group we could have them have quality time with each of the participating vendors and have real more meaningful business discussions around their businesses. So it made it much more engaging for those who are attending to understand where those vendors, their solutions, and where they could fit into their business, and where our solution providers are investing. So it was feedback was fantastic on it. It was mm-hmm. it was small, intimate, and we kicked it off with kind of a bit of a market view, and they appreciated that as well. So we'll be doing the same thing in the other cities as we continue to expand this.
You've already obviously touched on the Montreal event later this week, the technology show. That's on Thursday the 4th. You can tell us a little bit more about what partners can expect if they are in attendance.
Yeah, absolutely. We start registration at 4:00, but we've got early on. We're going to have some education and training through the partners I mentioned, and I think those seminars, we've got great feedback, right? So as we run through them with HP and Plantronics NETGEAR, mm-hmm. And again, a focus on security and Pro AV, as we run through those different seminars, I've been astounded, because we start off, there's the registration, and these things start, and the rooms are full. You know, you kind of expect people to kind of filter in at the end of a workday, but, man, the rooms are full for the first session on, and we have some fun with it as well. We have some prizes and things like that, but that they can expect that, and then we open up the vendor show, and it's an opportunity to walk around and engage, and really focus in. Our solution providers really focus in on the vendors where they're interested in growing and investing, right? It also gives them an opportunity to catch up and see people from the vendors that maybe
Absolutely.
They don't get a chance to see normally. So they can expect kind of more of the same as in the past, and our D&H team from on the Quebec side come up from Harrisburg as well. So it's an opportunity to meet their reps and of course engage with Orville and meet Orville, and it's a great event.
All right,
so looking forward to that later this week.
You say sort of more of the same approach as you guys have always taken with the show. That is historically meant kind of a show specials and a heavy focus on sort of a selling show. Is that still the case, or have we pivoted more towards balancing sales with education when you're actually on scene at the event?
Fantastic question. So we have pivoted. You know, in the beginning, it was a little bit of get to know D&H, right?
Sure.
And who we are, get to know our people, our team. But with the seminar approach, we've definitely focused more on education and enablement. And the feedback that we've had is that our customers want more and more of that, but they also like the mix and mingle opportunity as well. So we're balancing that out and then trying to get people kind of out of there by 8:30 and home. So
reasonable time, yeah.
But the focus has for sure been on more of a pivoting to more education and training, but not losing kind of what's worked as well.
Right. All right. So how can partners find out more and get involved if they're in the Montreal area or conveniently to make it to Montreal?
Absolutely. So they can contact their inside rep or Orville, and we've got details. It's at the Crown Plaza by the airport, and where it's been every year. And absolutely ask, engage. We're happy to have more. We're we're getting full, but we can always take one more or two more customers. So it's on, and we're pumped about it.
All right, perfect. Well, good luck with the event, and I look forward to checking out the event when it's a little closer to me, a little later this year. But I'm sure the Montreal one will be a good show too.
Absolutely. And Rob, as always, I really appreciate the opportunity to share what's going on at D&H and in the market, and appreciate your help in that.
All right. Thank you, sir. There you have it, the Quebec Market and Thursday's Technology Conference in Montreal from D&H Canada's Roy Rivers. I'd like to thank Roy for taking the time to chat, thank D&H Canada for their support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, as I'll be heading out to Las Vegas for this week's Sweet World event by NetSuite, where I'll have my annual catch-up with Craig West, NetSuite's Vice President of Channel Sales. We'll discuss what he's up to, what's going on in the NetSuite channel, and much more. In the meantime, if you're enjoying the podcast, we'd ask that you take a moment to leave a quick review in your favorite podcast app. And, of course, you can always subscribe in either Google Podcasts or Apple Podcasts to make sure you never miss a show. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.